Did you know that the spelling bee was invented in the United States?
Yeah, that's not a flex.
Spelling bees are kinda pointless outside English because most other languages have spelling systems that are regular and predictable. But English spelling is such a mess that just being able to do it correctly can earn you a trophy. These two words rhyme, but these two don't. These two words rhyme. These two don't. These two rhyme, but these two don't. In fact, none of these words rhyme with any of the others. English is full of these contradictions, making it one of the hardest languages to learn. Almost every spelling rule comes with a long list of exceptions. I before E, except after C. Yeah, well, what about these? Weird, huh? An E at the end of the word supposedly makes the vowel long, like in home and hive and hate. Well, I'd love for someone to give me an explanation for these. Many letters can have multiple sounds, and others seem to serve no purpose whatsoever. A K in knife? An H in ghost? An S in island? In fact, almost every letter of the alphabet is silent somewhere. Yeah, I got the receipts. Some have accused English spelling of being irrational and arbitrary, but actually, there are good reasons why our spellings are so strange. Well, some good reasons, some snobby reasons, and some that are downright dumb. I'm Dr. Erica Brzovsky, and this is Other Words.
Other Words.
English's wacky spelling goes all the way back to the origin of the alphabet. Old English was a Germanic language spoken by Anglo-Saxons who used a runic alphabet known as the Futhorc. As Latin missionaries Christianized England during the 7th century, they replaced the Futhorc with the Latin alphabet. The thing is, the Latin alphabet was not designed for a Germanic tongue. There were sounds that Anglo-Saxons used that had no equivalent in Latin. This required some improvisations. Some letters had to do double duty, like C, which stood for K, as in Machion, and Ch, as in Circe. And a couple runic letters were kept around, like win, which signified the W sound, and thorn, which made the th sound. As you can see, the English alphabet had barely begun, and it was already getting a bit confusing. But plenty of other non-Latin languages use the same alphabet, like German, Dutch, and Czech, and their spellings, while not exactly easy, are at least consistent. So how did English spelling get so uniquely screwed up? In 1066, William the Conqueror invaded England from Normandy and installed French-speaking nobles to rule it. Not only did they bring a ton of French words with them, but the Norman scribes changed the spelling of a lot of English words to look more familiar to French readers. One of the first things they did was get rid of those pesky runic letters. They replaced the thorn with TH and the win with two U's, which eventually became, what do you know, W. In French, the U sound was spelled O-U, as in crouton and rouge. So old English words like housse and hound had O's added. The French used G-H to signify the H sound, so the old English words nicht and micht had G's added. By the time the Normans were done tinkering with it, the Middle English spelling system was already a jumble of Germanic, Latin, and French conventions. But two big events in linguistic history were about to make things much, much worse. Between 1400 and 1700, the pronunciations of many English vowels shifted. No one knows exactly why this happened, but it's essentially what created the modern English sounds we use today. For instance, the U sound became ow, so hoose and hoon became house and hound. A became A, so name became name. E became I, so Lika became Laika. A lot of words lost their second syllables altogether, so Nema and Laika became name and like. We still commemorate that second syllable with the silent E. Other consonant sounds faded away as well. Dumb became dumb, Neicht and Leicht became night and light, Kneif and Kneicht became knife and night. You might be thinking, if you're not going to pronounce the sounds anymore, why not get rid of the extra letters? Well, some scholars at the time did want to update the spelling system to match the new pronunciations, but something was happening concurrently that would lock in those outdated spellings permanently. Around 1440, Johannes Gutenberg invented the printing press in Germany, and within 100 years it had spread all across Europe. In England, this meant that spellings had to become standardized right at the time that pronunciations were shifting. Moreover, the people who did the standardizing didn't always have the best reasons. Dutch typesetters changed some spellings to match their Flemish conventions, like adding an H to ghost and ghastly. And since dumb ended with a B, some printers mistakenly added Bs to limb, crumb, and numb, an error known as hypercorrection. There was also a lot of snobbery going on. By now, the Renaissance was in full swing, and scholars were importing tons of fancy words from Greek, Latin, and French with their fancy spellings. These were derogatorily known as inkhorn words, named for the ink pots that nerds and know-it-alls kept on their desks. As if that wasn't bad enough, the Renaissance fanboys also wanted to change the spellings of existing English words to pay tribute to their etymological roots. Words of Greek descent were signified by adding an H after the C, as in chronicle and chaos, and substituting PH for F, as in physics, phlegm, and pharmacy. And words of Latin origin like debt, doubt, sign, receipt, indict, and aisle had letters added, not to be pronounced, but just as a reminder to readers where those words originally came from. In another instance of hypercorrection, they even added an S to the word island, mistakenly believing it was related to the word aisle. In fact, the two words have totally different origins. Classic case of over-nerding. The end of the Great Vowel Shift represents the beginning of modern English, but thanks to the printing press, it was stuck with a spelling system that was based on Germanic roots, with a Latin script, using French spellings to describe Middle English pronunciations. Some have attempted to modernize English spelling, most notably Noah Webster, who in the early 1800s suggested a bunch of phonetically corrected changes. Some stuck, others did not. This list kind of reminds me of the recent trend in phonetic spelling, popularized by texting and social media. Though it's typically employed for humor and brevity, it does speak to an underlying desire for our written language to more closely match our spoken one. While it may seem far-fetched that dictionaries would ever make these things official, stranger things have happened. Until then, we can at least take comfort in knowing that our spelling quirks are evidence of a language that is uniquely flexible, absorbent, and multicultural. And that we live in the age of spell check. I take great comfort in spell check. Nacht. And lacht. More phlegm. Nacht. 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 And lacht. Nacht. I can't. Nacht. Knacht. I never have to say Nacht again.